Actor Jesse Eisenberg stars in one of the movies opening this weekend, and he stopped by to speak about the challenge of playing an angry, antisocial environmental terrorist.
Okay, look. It's not what anyone wanted. But the guy is probably fine. We don't know anything.
You said no one would get hurt. But they did.
We don't know that, but it's natural for you to feel so upset.
Night Moves is the film, and it also stars Dakota Fanning and Peter Sarsgaard. It's an exploration of how a frustration with the world can explode into violent action with unexpected consequences.
There's this great dichotomy in the film of the character working on this farm that is kind of living in an environmentally responsible way, but not affecting that many people outside the farm. And the character who I play thinks that it's an insufficient contribution to the environmental cause. He sees himself as a soldier in a war, and working on a farm is kind of nice and good, he thinks, but ultimately not effective enough. And so that kind of personal rage takes him to the point of blowing up a dam.
You totally embrace the character of some scraggly bearded ideologue wearing the hat. Mm-hmm. I can see you with a .30-06 on your back easily.
Right. Yeah, it was an interesting character to play. You know, he kind of is a guy who's so introverted. He doesn't really know what to say because I think he feels like not only a kind of this great rage, but I think he feels so unsure of himself. You know, it's like this is a guy, it's not explicit in the movie, but I think it's a guy who, you know, most likely grew up on the East Coast and probably a middle class home and, you know, became increasingly dogmatic and also kind of increasingly probably frustrated with his own upbringing and his own privilege and is now turned away from all of that and doesn't know who he is. And therefore, he kind of becomes introverted and rageful.
When you think about this character, and it's, you know, sort of, I suppose, very public radio to psychoanalyze these things on the air. But do you find that it's a short or a long path to radicalization? Did you find after doing this work that, wow, I'm not as far from that as I thought, or, boy, that's completely out there on a limb, and I hope I ever get there?
Well, you know, at the risk of, like, further delving into psychoanalyzation, like, you know, my dad teaches a sociology class and kind of discusses modern politics, like the two extremes of like extreme liberal and extreme, you know, conservative are actually much more psychologically aligned than somebody who'd be moderate, even though their political positions couldn't be more diametrically opposed. And I think, like, you know, from my character in this, you know, I think probably whatever kind of dogmatism he currently has probably occurred fairly quickly.
What was the collaboration like? You were on location pretty much for the whole shoot. That's, you know, I used to live out in the Pacific Northwest. It's an easy place to get immersed in.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it was also interesting just driving along the highways and seeing trucks pulling, you know, dozens and dozens of, you know, recently cut trees and passing clear cuts and then going to do a movie about, you know, somebody who is personally and realistically emotionally destroyed by clear cuts and motivated exclusively by the kind of terror he feels by them.
Clear cuts are where loggers go in and take down an entire mountainside of trees. There's not selective thinning. There's no forest left. It's just a mud flat when it's done.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking looking, especially because it's like kind of this very specific line from where the trees were cut to where, you know, the trees begin again. So it's a very shocking image.
There's a scene early on in the movie of a kind of a group meeting of this set of activists, and they're talking about their, should we do something that will affect a lot of people, or should we do just a lot of little things, and should we worry about ourselves, or should we worry about the world? It was a real kind of remarkable introspective look at how young people are grappling with some of these big problems.
But Jackie, I'm curious what you think it is exactly that we're supposed to do. Do you have some sort of big plan? Or
I think this one big plan thinking leads to a lot of the problems we're facing. Part of the idea for me is not thinking there's just one big thing. I'm not focused on big plans. I'm focused on small plans. A lot of small plans.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful scene because it showed, I think, in a kind of very subtle and realistic way, the kind of very complicated grappling that activists do with issues. In that particular scene, my character is thinking he's going to bomb a dam, and he's looking at this person who made a documentary with such hatred because he thinks you are doing nothing, you self-aggrandizing, narcissistic, self-serving, inefficient documentary filmmaker. You know, I think because he looks at them and say, you know, you're actually hurting the movement because you claim to be helping the movement and you're actually not doing anything.
God knows what he would think of, like, public radio hosts.
Those tote bags are not made from, you know, appropriately harvested hemp.
Yeah. Well, Jesse Eisenberg, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Jesse Eisenberg stars in the new movie Night Moves. It opens in theaters this weekend.